Exclusive: Take out the trash in Washington. Trump-aligned garbage executive Nate Morris releases U.S. Senate launch video and bid for McConnell's Kentucky seat. By Matthew Boyle on June 27, 2025. Washington: The America First movement now has an actual garbage man to lead the removal of trash in the nation's capital. At least that is how Nate Morris, the just-announced Kentucky businessman and U.S. Senate candidate, is framing his bid to replace longtime Senator Mitch McConnell. RKY, in a launch video provided exclusively to Breitbart News ahead of its public release. It's garbage day in Kentucky, and thanks to Mitch McConnell, things have gotten dirty. The bluegrass state is sick and tired of cleaning up career politicians' messes, Morris says in the ad as he rides a garbage truck around Kentucky. Throwing things like a cardboard cutout of McConnell and campaign signs from the longtime Senate GOP leader in the back of it. I'm Nate Morris, a Trump, America First conservative, and I'm here to take out the trash. The ad, titled Garbage Day, is sure to be an instant hit. And Morris is likely to get a lot of support from those aligned with President Donald Trump very quickly in this Senate race. He announced his campaign on Thursday evening on Triggered, the podcast of President Trump's son Donald Trump Jr., and is likely to get more Trump world backing very soon. Throughout the ad, Morris is seen riding the garbage truck around Kentucky streets picking up various elements of McConnell's legacy to discard them in the trash. The side of the trash truck has assigned EC Swamp Cleanup Services on it. While Morris notes that McConnell has trashed Trump, and for over 40 years, he's been dumping on us, Morris takes a cardboard cutout of McConnell, various McConnell campaign signs throughout his decades in the Senate, and other things representing McConnell's unpopular agenda items in the trash truck. They include things like amnesty for millions of illegals, Reno judges in courtrooms across America, joining Democrats on gun control, billions spent on Ukraine and other wars, and trillions more on Biden's massive spending bill. He even throws another cardboard cutout of Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky in the garbage. Morris, who has been considering a run for the seat being vacated by McConnell, is who everyone in GOP politics has been waiting for to enter this race. While Morris's campaign will face at least two other more McConnell-aligned Republicans in the Republican primary, as Representative Andy Barr, R.K. White, and former Attorney General Daniel Cameron also are running for the seat, it is Nate Morris who is likeliest to eventually win Trump's support in a state that is shaping up to be the main battleground inside the GOP when it comes to Trump loyalty. This particular seat is the one that has been held for decades by McConnell, arguably the loudest anti-Trump voice inside the Republican Party. But Kentucky's other senator, Senator Rand Paul, RKY, has drawn Trump's ire as of late as well over his opposition to core parts of Trump's Big Beautiful Bill on Capitol Hill. Meanwhile, on the House side, longtime Representative Thomas Massie, RKY, is someone whom Trump has said he intends to campaign against in a GOP primary if and when a challenger emerges. Morris is leaning into the battle right from the starting gun, addressing both of his opponents' close ties to McConnell head-on in this launch video, showing clips of both Barr and Cameron praising McConnell and each calling him their mentor. Those clips are played in the video on an old, broken-down television screen that Morris then throws in the garbage truck with the other McConnell paraphernalia. The ad also introduced Morris to Kentuckians, giving them his backstory in the garbage business. Nate Morris founded Rubicon, one of the nation's largest trash removal companies, with a $10,000 line of credit and grew it into a major conglomerate that has employed thousands of people nationwide over the years. Rubicon grew to about $700 million in annual revenue under Morris's leadership. Now, he is the chairman and founder of Morris Industries and leads other business ventures as well. I'm a ninth-generation Kentuckian, born to a single mom on food stamps, raised in a union household. I'm the product of bluegrass grit, Morris says in the ad. I borrowed 10 grand to start a business, created thousands of jobs, and took it public valued at $2 billion as one of the biggest trash companies in America. Morris's personal life story is very similar to Vice President J.D. Vance's life story, something that drew Trump to pick Vance as his running mate in 2024. It does not hurt Morris's prospects either that he is a close personal friend of Vance or that he has been steadily gaining prominence in the Trump family's circle. Earlier in the year, he called out McConnell for voting against several of Trump's cabinet picks on the U.S. Senate floor, then called for McConnell to leave office. Shortly after Morris's call, McConnell, who is aging and facing serious health issues, announced he would not run for another term. Morris's loud praise won accolades from Trump Jr. and from Turning Point's Charlie Kirk. He also recently called for a total moratorium on all immigration until all of the illegal migrants that former President Joe Biden allowed into America are deported. Watch Nate Morris closely. He is very likely going to be one of, if not the, biggest movement U.S. Senate candidates this cycle. And it is for a seat that is hugely monumental.